Seven Knife and Hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Seven Knife and Hell is.
Yo, 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 yo. Seven Knife and Hell is Chicago Bears fans. We are here. It's your boy Scott. You know to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbecue Scott. Follow 79th and Hallis. It's 79th and Hallis. That is spelled A-N-D for all you stupid people out there. Barber's Chair Network, you know, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and IG. And, of course, support us and follow the Patreon. Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network, the BC at not.net, all that good stuff, man. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving weekend. If you can hear my voice right now, you can tell that I had a great Thanksgiving weekend because I definitely sound like somebody who has been in the cold weather drinking nothing but whiskey and tequila the last couple days. I am still here in New York City, here in Queens, New York, man. I'm staying with a friend, man, so I've just been out here since Friday. Of course, was at the game last night covering it. So, yeah, man, we're just going to get, you know, talk about the game of what there is to talk about the game because it's not much to talk about. It was pretty much an ass-whooping from the jump. Not really much to talk about the game. So we're just going to really just go into, you know, things that we've learned from it, you know, preview a little bit what's going to happen this upcoming weekend back at the lake in Soldier Field. And, yeah, man, just, you know, talk about the injuries. A lot of injuries yesterday, too. So we're going to get into that. First off, man, I love being in New York. New York is one of my favorite cities in America. It's always a fun time. I've been out here since Friday afternoon. Had a fun Friday night. Had an amazing Saturday night. A hilarious Saturday night. Which the details of that I will not get into on this podcast. But if you want to hear the details of what happened, you can listen to the Summer Sessions podcast, which we'll drop on the Barber's Chair Patreon later this week. So look out for that. So yeah, man. And man, it's been cool the last couple weeks. Been doing a lot of traveling. I'm very low on sleep. I spent the last 3 weekends in 3 different time zones. 3 weeks ago, I was in Los Angeles, and I came to Chicago. Last week, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, this week I am here in New York City. So I'm very exhausted right now, very tired. And I'm just really just looking forward to being able to get up, you know, peace and not to move around as much. But I've been enjoying it at the same time, man. You know, I wanted an opportunity like this, you know, to be on the road, traveling, and follow my favorite sports team and giving y'all the coverage that y'all fans deserve, man. So it was been a fun weekend. The most forgettable part about it was definitely the Bears game. Because that game, first of all, it was raining hard as hell the entire afternoon. I had to take an Uber from New York City. And I forget that the Jets and Giants actually play in New Jersey. So it took a minute. It took about like an hour to get there. And on the way back, it was the worst. Way back, we had to be in the car almost 2 hours. It was that traffic was that crazy. But the game was like, if y'all watched it, I don't know how many watched it because, of course, this week, you know, in the news that Justin wasn't going to play came out, a lot of Bears fans, are rightfully so, didn't, you know, waste their Sunday afternoon watching this crap. I know I seen a lot of y'all tweeted us the PlayStation 5 gifts of, you know, y'all going to be doing that instead of watching the game. But really uneventful game. You know, this game had storylines from both ends. Of course, for the Bears, it was more about, was Justin Fields going to play? For the Jets, you know, it was the whole situation with Zach Wilson and the fallout of what happened last week against the Patriots. And did I just call him Josh Wilson? I probably did. Zach Wilson. With him not apologizing to the defense, just all the heat they've had over there. So they benched him. Not only did they bench him, he was quarterback number 3 on the Jets depth chart. And it was actually Joe Flacco was ahead of Zach Wilson, too. But Mike White started, and White Mike, I said White Mike. Mike White Went out there for 22-28, attempts, 315 yards, three touchdowns, two of them to Garrett Wilson. He had a pretty good day against a pretty banged up Chicago Bears secondary. Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon did not make the trip. They both missed it with concussion. They were in concussion protocol. And Eddie Jackson left the game in the second half with a non-contact injury that right now they're we haven't heard any, confirmed news on it, but the rumor out there that, it might be that the Bears dodged the bullet and it'll just be a sprained foot, which would be amazing because watching it from where I'm watching it, you never want to see non-contact injuries and then, they're leaving the field and they can't put any weight on their leg. I thought it was an Achilles, so I'm really hoping that that's not the case. Whether we get the official diagnosis when I'm up at Hallis Hall on Wednesday, or whether we know somebody, in the national media breaks it over the next 24 hours, we're waiting on bated breath to hear what's going to happen with that. Now, that was the type of game that Mike White was able to have against this, messed up defense, which he probably would have had anyway because, the defense sucks even when healthy. But Trevor Siemian went out there, was 14 for 25. 179 yards, threw a touchdown, threw a pick. And there's a lot of idiots out there. And there's one thing that I want people to take from this game. And that is to appreciate Justin Fields. And there's some portion of the fan base, whether they're idiots or just being slightly racist, which is always a possibility. Of saying, well, that's how Justin's got to play, because of the little hot quarter that Trevor Siemian had. And you see just how they got the doors blown off. Outside of the first quarter, it was never a close game. He was getting sacked the hell too, which shows you just how bad this offensive line is again. And Justin has been making something out of nothing. The fact that we're in these games is strictly because of him. The defense isn't good. The offensive line isn't good. Receiving core can't, create separation. It's just all bad. So you just got to give it to Justin for, despite all of that, despite the coaches not calling the right game plan from the first quarter of the season, he still plays well. He still puts the team in position to win. And that enough should show you that this is the right guy. And I'm just kind of tired of the disrespect that he's been getting it because it was so obvious. It was so obvious. The game we had last night would be every week if Justin Fields wasn't in the lineup, man. Really nothing else to talk about offensively. I mean, it was good to see more Chase Claypool. He only had two receptions, 51 yards, but he had a big catch that was up 31 yards. He had five targets. I feel like you're starting to slowly see more Chase. This game, and that's something we like, something we need to continue to do. And especially with Darnell Mooney being out now, you're going to really need to see more Chase Claypool, man. Byron Pringle had a nice touchdown nice touchdown catch. It was like kind of like a mossing. He mossed my man's real, real crazy in the end zone. Dave Montgomery had an okay game. The 14 carry, 79 yards. But I got to give it to Darrington Evans. He had 9 carries, 34 yards. He was pretty good. He's shown much more than what Treshon Ebner has the last couple weeks. And so that was a good development that right there. But it was just a shit game. It was a good game for the Jets, but a shit game for the Bears. And it really puts on display just how many holes this roster has. And yes, we all feel like we have the quarterback for once. Yes, they have 9 draft picks. Yes, they have $130 million in cap to spend next year. But there's so many damn holes on this team that it might be unrealistic to expect this team to contend next year. I think they can be really good next year. But there's so many holes, and it's going to have to be a borderline perfect offseason for Ryan Poles this upcoming March to really – get this team back to respectability because it's just a bad roster, man. You guys bear with me. My voice is terrible right now, but I'm going to power through this for you guys. Another injury happened. Darnell Mooney is looking like it's going to be a season-ending ankle injury. We don't know the severity of it yet. We're still waiting for the official word, but the rumor is that that was the last we will see of Darnell Mooney for the 2022 campaign. He got his, you know, it looked like he got his ankle rolled up after a Dave Montgomery run. You never want to see that. He's been the Bears' number one receiver by far. So that's going to suck. But the good thing is that this is going to give another opportunity, more opportunities for Chase Claypool. And that's something that we all need to see right away. As far as, you know, coming up with this upcoming week, this might be the first ever Trevor Siemian versus Jordan Love game that we see this weekend, because Justin still is day to day. He couldn't go yesterday. He was limited in practice all week, but he really wasn't doing much. He even said on, you know, a couple days ago, just how high the pain was. And that's something that the Bears need to get over. Not get over, but work through. I'm really glad he didn't play yesterday, because that terrible turf they got there in Jersey, it's just not good. And you don't want your franchise quarterback who's already hurt being put in harm's way. So we're going to have to see what goes on with that. And as far as the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, of course, Aaron Rodgers already had the thumb issue that he was dealing with, and now he's got the rib issue. He went out late in that game last night. Jordan Love came in, had a pretty solid performance for what it was. And now, you know, Rodgers might not play on Sunday, man. So we might get the backup bowl for the first time in God knows whoever in Bears Packers, man. So with that situation, to me, if you look at the rest of the year, right now the Bears, if the draft was today, the Bears would be drafting number two, which is amazing. And I say it's amazing because now you can hold that pick for ransom and you can get an amazing trade back for a QB needy team and gives you more picks to build out the rest of this roster. And that's something that you got to stay focused with, man. It's only like five more games left. And the Bears will be at home for all in the month of December. And, you know, it's something where, you know, we might not see Justin Fields for rest. I don't really know where they're going to go with this. This is something I think is going to be a weak thing until they actually do shut him down, if they do that. But the Bears, they're a tough watch right now. I'm not going to lie. They're a tough watch right now. You just got to just power through this. You got to power through this and think about the draft, think about free agency, think about the bigger things at hand, man. So, I don't know, man. I'm really sitting there trying to think of other stuff to say. But that was just a bad game. It was a bad game. Uncompetitive after the first quarter. A lot of bad quarterback play. It's just not much to say about it, man. It's just one of those bear seasons. But it's a weird one, because this season is already a smashing success. We all want to come into the season was knowing what exactly did we have in Justin Fields. And I think the answer has been answered loud and clear. And now it's just about building on that one, man. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going to these rest of these games to finish up this year. They only have one more road game. That will be on New Year's Day, going up against the now offensive juggernaut Detroit Lions. So me and my brother will definitely be at that game. And we'll be at the rest of the home games, the rest of the shit, man, to finish this campaign out. Couple things before we get up out of here. Shout out to everybody. It's holiday weekend. Hope you had a great time. Hope you enjoyed your family. Hope you enjoyed your friends. I had a great time. First real Thanksgiving in about 3 years. It was just fun to see everybody, man. So I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to the whole season. Even though my sinuses right now are just trying to get used to this weather again and it's beating my ass, I've had a good time, man. So that's really all I got for you. This is really not even a 79th and Hallis episode, damn near. This is really like a 79th and Hallis, small recap. This shit is pushing 15 minutes, man. So I just want to give y'all a little something to go through. We had an on-field video. I'm still trying to retrieve this from my man Pav. We shot it. But it was a lot of rain yesterday too, so I don't know how good it came out. So we're gonna figure that out too. But you know to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershop Scott. You know to follow 79th and Hallis, 79th and Hallis on Twitter. Follow Barbershop Network at Barbershop Net on Twitter and IG. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershop Network. And thebcnet.com, man. Look forward for everything we got coming. And we'll holler at y'all next week at the Green Bay. 79th and Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Edison. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning.